Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I'm doing this audio in the office of my home. For more than 42 years, I've dealt with people with sexual immorality, as well as many other forms of sin. I've learned over those years that people are bound by the devil. The deeper in sin they've gone, the more the bondage they are to Satan. And I've learned that Satan never tells the truth. He always paints a picture that will divert me from the truth. And I just keep right on walking, doing the will of God, taking up my cross daily, and following Jesus. Many years I've had God be explicit in what sin had been committed. Many years. Explicit, detailed, clear, without misunderstanding, knowing for sure what kind of sin and the depth of sin and the details of the sin that you have committed. Once I was dealing with a person, and I wasn't sure that I wanted to say what was in my spirit. I was young at this job, new, I might say, and God told me something about a person that had committed sexual activity with another person. And God told me what ethnic group this person had been involved sexually with. And I wasn't sure. And I wanted to be so clear that I knew what ethnic group this person had committed sin with, slept with, immorality. And I was reluctant to ask. Finally, I said, I've got to ask you a question. And I did. And was this person that you committed this sin with, was this certain ethnic group? And guess what? It was that, just exactly. And the person said, yes. God taught me then not to be afraid to say, have you committed adultery with this or that, this person, that person? You know, it doesn't matter to me what you think. If I think you've committed sin with a dog, I will tell you. And if I think you've committed sin with a horse, I will tell you. I no longer hide anything. I've been amazed at what I've delivered people from. Thank God. So, when God tells me that you and your lover had discussions about your illicit sex, and when God tells me that you were explicit in what you said to your lover that you would do for your lover, then I'm going to tell you what God said, and that's the way it is. Don't think I will ever stop speaking what God says to console your wickedness and your sins that no one else would know. God bless you. I've said enough from my office. Good day for now. Tornation, Plano, Texas.